The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we dive into significant crime and justice milestones that unfolded on this very day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is January 2nd. On this day in 1935, a trial began that would grip the entire nation. The trial of Bruno Hauptmann, the man accused of kidnapping and murdering Charles Lindbergh Jr., the infant son of world-famous aviator Charles Lindbergh and his wife, Anne. The trial of the century, as it was dubbed, was not only a legal spectacle, but also a pivotal moment in forensic science and media coverage. In today's episode, we'll explore the heartbreaking crime, the evidence against Hauptmann, and the drama that unfolded in the courtroom, plus the lingering doubts that still surround this controversial case. On the evening of March 1st, 1932, a crime shook the nation to its core. Charles Lindbergh Jr., the 20-month son of Charles and Anne Lindbergh, was taken from his crib in the family's home in Hopewell, New Jersey. Left behind was a chilling ransom note demanding $50,000 for the child's safe return. The crime scene left investigators puzzled. A homemade wooden ladder was found outside the nursery window, evidence of how the kidnapper had accessed the second floor. Inside, muddy footprints were discovered, but investigators couldn't uncover any usable fingerprints. The ransom note, written in broken English, read, "Dear sir, have $50,000 ready. We will inform you where to deliver the money. We warn you for making any ding public or notify the police. The child is in gut care." End quote. Despite the Lindberghs following the ransom demands, the case took a devastating turn. On May 12, 1932, the body of Charles Lindbergh Jr. was discovered in the woods, just a few miles from his home. The baby had suffered a fatal skull fracture. This discovery brought the nation's hope for a happy ending to a tragic end. The kidnapping became the most sensational crime of its time, sparking a massive investigation led by the New Jersey State Police under Colonel Norman Schwarzkopf Sr. But despite their efforts, the case stalled. Thousands of tips and leads were followed, but none brought investigators closer to the kidnapper. The breakthrough in this case wouldn't come until 2 years later, in September 1934, when a $10 gold certificate from the ransom money surfaced at a Bronx gas station. Authorities traced it back to Bruno Richard Hauptmann, a German immigrant and carpenter living in the Bronx. When police searched Hauptmann's home, they discovered $14,000 of the ransom money hidden in his garage. Investigators also found a piece of wood that they claimed matched the ladder used in the kidnapping. Handwriting analysts compared the ransom note to Hauptmann's writing and declared it a match. Hauptmann was arrested September 19, 1934, and charged with kidnapping and murder. He insisted on his innocence, claiming the money had been left to him by a dead business associate. This man was named Isidore Fisch. But despite his denials, the mounting evidence was enough to bring Hauptmann to trial. The trial of Bruno Hauptmann, quickly dubbed the trial of the century, began on January 2, 1935, at the Hunterdon County Courthouse in Flemington, New Jersey. A small town was transformed into a media circus as reporters, photographers, and curious onlookers descended, eager for a glimpse of the drama unfolding inside the courtroom. The stakes were enormous. The Lindberghs, beloved American icons, attended the trial in person. The prosecution saw the death penalty, while Hauptmann's attorneys faced the daunting task of countering a case built on powerful circumstantial evidence and a public that was already convinced of his guilt. The prosecution, led by Attorney General David Willens, relied heavily on the three main pieces of evidence: the ransom money found in Hauptmann's possession, handwriting analysis of the ransom note, and the infamous wooden ladder. Handwriting experts testified that the ransom notes matched Hauptmann's writing. Dr. Albert Osborne, a prominent handwriting analyst, told the jury, quote, "There is no doubt that Hauptmann wrote the ransom notes." Carpentry experts also claimed that the wood used in the ladder matched a plank from Hauptmann's attic. Witnesses placed him near the Lindbergh home on the night of the kidnapping, though their counts would later be questioned for their reliability. The defense, led by Edward Riley, worked to poke holes in the prosecution's case. They argued that handwriting analysis was subjective and unreliable, and they called witnesses who questioned whether the ladder could have been made with Hauptmann's tools. Hauptmann took the stand in his own defense, firmly denying any involvement. He insisted the ransom money had been left to him by Isidore Fisch. Hauptmann declared, quote, "I am innocent. I had nothing to do with the kidnapping or the death of the Lindbergh baby," end quote. Despite their efforts, Hauptmann's defense faced an uphill battle. Public sentiment leaned heavily against him, and many thought that the trial's outcome was a foregone conclusion. On February 13, 1935, after 5 weeks of testimony and 11 hours of deliberation, the jury did, in fact, find Hauptmann guilty of first-degree murder. He was sentenced to death by electrocution. Hauptmann maintained his innocence, but his conviction brought a sense of closure to a grieving nation. But even decades later, the case remains controversial. Critics point out that much of the evidence against Hauptmann was circumstantial. Handwriting analysis, a key component of the prosecution's case, is now considered less reliable than more modern forensic techniques. The claim that Hauptmann's wood from the attic matched the ladder remains disputed by experts who argue that the connection was anything but definitive. Witness testimonies placing Hauptmann at the Lindbergh residence are also later called into question, with some witnesses admitting to police pressure. Speculation about a larger conspiracy has continued to persist. Historian Lloyd Gardner observed, quote, "Hauptmann may have been involved, but the idea that he acted alone doesn't fully explain the complexities of the case," end quote. Hauptmann's wife, Anna, spent decades fighting to clear his name, arguing that he was framed. And while her efforts weren't enough to overcome her husband's conviction, it definitely kept the debate alive. The Hauptmann trial marked a turning point in forensic science. It demonstrated the power of physical evidence such as handwriting analysis and material matching, but also highlighted the need for more rigorous standards in forensic testing. Dr. John Jay, who's a forensic historian, later said, quote, "The Huttman case was a lesson in how forensics could be both groundbreaking and dangerously flawed," end quote. The case spurred advancements in forensic practices, particularly in evidence preservation and analysis, and remains a cautionary tale on over-reliance on unproven techniques. Bruno Hauptmann was executed in 1936, but questions about his guilt linger to this day. The Lindbergh kidnapping remains a reminder of the complexities of justice and the impact of public opinion on high-profile cases. And I think that we could think of a lot of more modern cases where these issues still come up. Thanks for listening to Day by Day True Crime Stories. Don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another fascinating case. Stay safe and take care of one another.
Hey, you can do it!
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.